Welcome into this week's edition of Film Room Friday. You know, the Jaguars are in that rebuilding mode, and they've got to be able to find some consistency, and it's hard to do with a young football team. They have to be able to watch some veteran players like Cedric Marks. The guy is fantastic. He has great anticipation. Let me show you a couple of examples that a lot of those young players can learn from. Watch Cedric Marks here feel the screen. And when he feels the screen, he fights the block of the offensive guard and nearly disrupts the screen pass. Okay? It doesn't happen, but the recognition in itself is what's important. And I also like at the very end here, he sees his guy, JT Thomas, get hit by an offensive lineman. And he says, whoa, wait a minute there, Travis Frederick. How about you get some of that? This is my favorite play because Cedric Marks anticipates the influence block by the guard. What's happening here is the guard's trying to pull him up the field, the guard right in front of him. The guard on the backside wants to trap him. Cedric feels it. And then he wrong shoulders or opposite shoulders that guard, digging the play out and then spilling it to an unblocked defender. Now JT's got to make a little bit better play out of this, but Cyprian and also, ooh, big Avery Jones with a pile-driving tackle at the goal line. Nice play, though, Cedric. He makes it happen. Now, if some of the young players can get that anticipation, like Cedric Marks, like Tyler Shatley, who started the second half at right guard, the Jaguars will get better in the remaining games that they have. Let's look at a couple plays that I'm talking about with Tyler Shatley. Lined up across from Tyler Shatley is one of the best pass rushers the Cowboys have, Henry Melton. Look at the job that he does on Henry Melton. Takes him to his knees. That's an outstanding play by an undrafted rookie guard from Clemson. Now, if you can find consistency, you'll have consistent performance and consistent results. But typical of a young football team, watch Tyler Shatley on this play. Second level, going up to get the linebacker. You want to go ahead and keep him to the inside. But the linebacker beats him backdoor underneath and makes the tackle. Can you imagine if he makes this block? Look at the size of the hole that Denard Robinson has. Would have been a big game. All right, now going forward for the Jaguars, they've got to find consistency. And one of the things of finding consistency is finding plays that they like on offense, because that's the young side of the ball. A young quarterback, a young wide receiver group, the more plays that they can find that they do well, the better they're going to be in the remaining six games. And there were a couple plays that I really liked this past week. Let's take a look. Marquise Lee. I don't know if you watched Jaguars All Access on Monday night. Remember I made the reference to Forrest Gump? He needs to find the ball more often. He is a very talented player with great speed, and also watch it what he does when he gets his feet. Tap, tap, right on the sideline, getting his feet in. Marquise Lee needs to become a factor for this football team. At the bottom of your screen, Allen Robinson has a one-on-one opportunity against Carr, the cornerback. And Blake Bortles maybe throws the best dropping a ball in a bucket pass that I've seen. I would like to see more throws like this to Allen Robinson. Allen Robinson just beats the jam at the line of scrimmage, gets free, and Bortles puts it right on the money. You can see also from the end zone copy here, what a great job of delivering the ball by Blake Bortles, period. They want to get better. The young players have to have plays like this.